The Duval County School Board is set to vote on two items Tuesday evening that would affect who can carry guns in schools and the number of students expected to graduate. The board will vote on the creation of a new district position, school safety assistants, which are armed personnel getting 160 hours of training to patrol schools' perimeters and intervene or prevent attacks. This comes after the governor signed a law requiring schools have police officers or trained armed people on campus. Board Chair Paula Wright says the new position is a compromise because the board didn't want to arm already employed school personnel, and 103 more officers would be too expensive.
We feel that because the safety school assistants will be primarily concerned with monitoring and patrolling our perimeter, we're taking greater stance to ensure that as soon as we suspect someone is doing something nefarious, we have somebody that can react to that, because they will also have radios that they can call for more help.
They make about $12.50 an hour. And the board is also set to vote on a resolution against a state education department proposal, which could pass this month. It would raise the bar on SAT and ACT scores students can make to replace failing scores on state tests, which are required for a diploma. The district says the proposed changes would disproportionately lower graduation rates in high poverty areas. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.